This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the General Health and Personal Development channels. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Gina Van Leeuwen, an international wellness speaker, author, and board-certified health coach. Since 2005, she's been working with CEOs and top executives to stay-at-home moms and dads, guiding them to live healthier, happier lives. Gina, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
No, it is a pleasure to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and thanks for your time and for coming out. So let's kick it off with, why did you become a health coach?
Well, it's a little bit of a long story, but I will shorten it for you. Essentially, I had a lot of health issues growing up and into adulthood, but it wasn't until my son had some health issues at age 3. He had chronic ADHD and aggression, and I got a call from his preschool teacher that I needed to come and pick him up immediately because he had attacked his preschool teacher. So long story short, after a lot of investigation, I realized that it was his diet that was causing him to behave in such a manner. And after changing his diet in just a few weeks, he was a completely different child. He's now almost 18 years old, and you would never know that that was ever an issue for him. And in changing his diet, I also helped myself. And after just a few months, I was off my asthma inhaler, my allergies went away, my arthritis went away. I had female issues that went away and digestive issues. There was just a whole host of health issues that I had that were gone within a year's time. So once that happened, I realized the power of getting back to the basic fundamental principles of health and well-being. And I just wanted everybody to know about it. I wanted everybody to realize that they do have some control over their health and well-being. And so I left my corporate job, and over 10 years later, here I am.
Now, kind of segueing there, tell us more about your personal journey, taking that a little further.
Yeah, so my personal journey, when I was probably around 4 years old, my parents realized I was allergic to cats. And then it turned into bronchitis and other allergies, and then asthma. I was on an inhaler 3 times a day from childhood into my 30s. I had extreme digestive issues. I was one of the first people diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome probably the early 90s. And they didn't really don't know what to do with me, and they didn't know much about it. I also had leaky gut, which they hadn't heard of at that point. And my digestive system was just completely a wreck. And so it took years for me to figure out what was going on and how to be able to manage that and to repair my digestive system. So I would say that was probably the number one fundamental issue was the digestive system. And once I was able to repair that, everything else just kind of went away.
Now, what are the 5 worst health misconceptions from your experience? You've certainly battled and seems like you have totally recovered from your health issues. From your knowledge now, what are the 5 worst health misconceptions?
I would say the number one is that you're stuck. And I know I was told that on multiple occasions, that the asthma and the allergies and the digestive systems, that was just my destiny, was the way I was born, and that I would be stuck that way for the rest of my life, and that I would be on medication for the rest of my life. And that is completely inaccurate information. So I would say to the listeners out there, if you have some type of symptom or a health issue that you've been struggling with, just know that in most cases, you can absolutely reverse that and repair your body and allow your body to be able to heal, which is what it's been designed to do, and just simply by making dietary and lifestyle changes, changing the way you approach life, so it's changing your mindset as well. It's the emotional and the physical that you need to work on in order to reverse that damage in your body and to create a healthy environment for the future. So number 2 is that the food on the shelves is safe to eat. There's a big misconception that the Food and Drug Administration because they allow the food on the shelf that it's safe for you. And it is, if you have it every once in a while, you should be fine. The problem is mainstream Americans consume this type of processed food every single day, usually multiple meals throughout the day, and they do that 365 days a year. And when you're having ingredients that are not natural, you know, to grown from the ground, like artificial colorings and flavorings and preservatives, when you're having those on a consistent basis, they can really wreak havoc on your immune system. And your immune system is what's designed to keep you healthy. They can affect how your cells respond, and they can mutate them, so they can contribute to cancer or autoimmune. A lot of them are known to cause neurological issues, and if you look them up, you can look up the data on those. But I will just mention that recently the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, indicated that the nitrites and nitrates, sodium nitrites and nitrates that are in processed meat are cancer causing. And that's something that I've known and the people in my industry have known for, you know, 20 plus years, but they're just now finally sending that information out. So just because it's on the shelf does not mean that it's safe for you to eat. So focus on whole foods that grow from the ground. So visit your produce section and organic meats and things like that. Number three is that exercise would offset a bad diet. And I think people will make the excuse, oh, I'll have, you know, a six pack of beer, but then I'll just go exercise. And there's nothing wrong with having wine or beer every once in a while. That's fine. Or the fast food hamburger and the french fries, and they'll say, oh, well, I'll just work that off later. It doesn't work that way. You can't exercise your way out of a bad diet. You still need to fill your body with healthy food in order for it to function. All exercising does is improve the muscle tissue and assist with heart function. But if you're and your lung capacity as well. But if you're constantly filling your heart full of bad food, then it's not going to function well either. So you cannot exercise your way out of a bad diet. Number four is that fat is bad for you. And this is finally coming to light, and it's being talked about more, that fat is actually good for you and that your body needs fat. Your cells have a protective coating on the outside that is partially the good and the bad fat, the saturated and the unsaturated fat. And so you need saturated fat as well, but you just need the right types of fat. So if you're eating trans fats, the Franken fats that are man-made, that's where you can run into a problem. But it's really sugar that's the problem. It's not the fat. And they're finally starting to talk about that, and that it's not the fat that is affecting cholesterol as much as it's the sugar. And it's not the fat that's making you fat as much as the sugar. And then finally, number five, and I just kind of threw this one in there just to spawn some curiosity out there in with the listeners, that milk is good for you. That's a misconception, that milk is good for you. And this is we could do a whole program just on dairy and milk. And not to say that it's bad for everyone, but number one, Americanized milk that's hydrogenated and pasteurized, it's denatured. And a lot of it is inorganic, and you're drinking something that's not in its original form anymore. So if you can have raw milk from the farm, from your organic cow, all the power to you. I think that's great. If you go to Europe and have milk, you're getting quality milk from a quality cow versus American cows. But I just want to point out that if you look at the studies that are done in all the countries, and osteoporosis, which is the main reason why they tell us to drink milk, is that countries that have a high rate of consumption of dairy also have a high rate of osteoporosis. In fact, they're the highest rates of osteoporosis in the world in the countries that also have the highest dairy consumption. So I find that very interesting. Milk is very inflammatory. So if you do have allergies or asthma or any type of inflammatory disease, milk can exacerbate that and cause more inflammation in the body. So just get your calcium from other sources. You can get it from grains and vegetables, dark leafy greens. And, you know, I haven't been drinking milk for goodness, well over a decade. I have beautiful hair and nails. I've got strong bones. I have plenty of calcium in my body. I've got my blood checked every year, and I don't drink any milk. So you can get your calcium from other sources. So those are the five, I think, top health misconceptions, and hopefully those are helpful to you.
Most certainly, and very helpful and informative. We thank you for breaking that down for us. Today we are with Gina Van Leeuwen, an international wellness speaker, author, and board certified health coach here on eHealth Radio's General Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Gina, what can you do to mitigate symptoms and health challenges, taking that a little further?
Oh, goodness, that's a big one, and it's different for every single person. But I would say that, as I mentioned a little bit ago, working on your diet and your lifestyle, people think that it's just food and exercise, but it's more than that. It's your relationships, your career, your spirituality, your self-esteem. You know, if you eat good food, but you're stressed out over your job or relationships, it can still invite sickness and disease. And conversely, you can have a happy job and happy relationships, but if you're putting garbage into your body, again, you invite sickness and disease. So it's really working on both of those things, and it's a journey. It's not a destination, right? It's continually checking in with yourself and saying, hey, you know, am I in balance or am I out of balance? And if I'm out of balance, how can I work to regain that balance? And life ebbs and flows, right? So it's just always checking in with yourself.
And that is certainly important. I also see, Gina, that you have a new book coming out. Get into that a little more and tell us about this.
Yes, I have a new book coming out called Nutrition for Success: How to Maximize Performance in All Areas of Life. And I think people are continuously looking at how can I get more out of my day, and, you know, how can I do more? And really, this book is about creating balance. When you create balance, you can get more out of your day. So whether it's in your relationships, your career, your spirituality, your self-esteem, your physical activity, how can you get the most out of those aspects of your life? And it's all about bringing balance to those areas. And when you're in balance, you can do more. And it's being launched in the beginning of January. January 11th is the hard copy launch. I've got a big event going on in Salt Lake City, Utah, for anybody who's interested in that. You can go to nutritionforsuccess.com/book to get information about the book. And when you register to get information about the book, I've got some free gifts in there as well, including how to boost your immune system, which is great for this time of year.
Well, Gina, it certainly has been great to have had you today. And once again, we thank you for your time. Before we let you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip?
Yes. I just want to reiterate that if you are not happy with your life right now, the way that it is, I would be absolutely happy to help you get back on the right path. And if you would like more information about me, you can go to www.healthyhabitswellnesscenter.info. Again, that's healthyhabitswellnesscenter.info, and learn more about me and how I might be able to help you reach your goals.
Well, Gina, I think it's been awesome, the information shared here today. Continued success. And once again, thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, you are so very welcome, Eric.
We have been speaking with Gina Van Leeuwen, an international wellness speaker, author, and board-certified health coach who works with CEOs and top executives to stay at home, moms and dads, guiding them to live healthier, happier lives. And for more information and for contact, simply visit healthyhabitswellnesscenter.info. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.